Democrat Zephyr Teachout attributed her loss in the race for New York's 19th congressional district in great part to super PAC money in support of her Republican opponent, John Faso. She vowed to continue fighting for democracy. Teachout began her concession speech this way.
We got a lot of work to do. It has been a bad night for honest, respectful democracy. Across the country. And in this race, we did not have the result we wanted.
The Fordham University law professor also told supporters,
"We may have lost this race, but we're not going away."
Poughkeepsie resident Joyce Davis believes Teachout's loss is linked to the win for President-elect Donald Trump.
I think the people really believe that he can make a change, and it just trickled down.
Hyde Park resident Dana Gavin was in tears for the outcome of both the congressional and presidential races.
I'm worried and I'm devastated, and I'm leaving now to literally go home and hide under my bed and try to figure out what do I do tomorrow.
Ulster County resident and attorney Julian Schreibman lost to Republican Congressman Chris Gibson in 2012.
It's a Republican-leaning district, and it's always going to be tough for a Democratic candidate. Certainly, Zephyr made a great pitch about appealing to people looking for an independent voice, people looking for something different than what they're getting from Washington. But unfortunately, as she just described, the amount of money that's able to flow in legally to races like this can really drown out your message. For any of us that seek public office, we hope for a fair hearing on the issues. And it can be very frustrating when that fair hearing is drowned out by 30-second attack ads.
Teachout says she is proud of her campaign and how it was funded, with an average contribution of $19 and more than 250,000 individual contributions. Teachout says no fewer than four super PACs targeted her, spending $6.7 million in attack ads against her.
This was a race inside the Post-Citizens United world. And in that race, it wasn't me against John Faso. It was all of us against a handful of billionaires who were using misleading super PAC attack ads.
For most of the race, polls showed it neck and neck. But the last Siena College poll the weekend before the election gave Faso a six-point lead. Teachout, who ran against Governor Andrew Cuomo in the 2014 Democratic primary, wants Citizens United, which allows for unlimited corporate spending in political campaigns, overturned. Hyde Park resident Paul Donnelly volunteered for Teachout's campaign.
I'm heartbroken. I love our country, and I'm scared of our future of our democracy. I really am.
Donnelly teaches history and government at Poughkeepsie High School. He says Teachout has inspired him to run for county legislator next year. Again, Teachout.
We lost this campaign, but it is part of something bigger. It's part of a revolution on the Hudson that includes the CWA standing up against Verizon. That includes the people of New York standing up against fracking and the Anchorages and the Pilgrim Pipeline and the bomb trains.
The closely watched race nationally brought some tweets in recent days for Teachout from unexpected places. Performer Bette Midler tweeted, "If you're in the 19th congressional district in upstate New York, take a look at Zephyr Teachout for Congresswoman. I like her." It's a tweet that prompted a response from singer Cyndi Lauper, who wrote, "Thank you, I looked her up. She sounds great." A campaign spokeswoman says Teachout has no connection to either. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Rhinecliff.